Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One a Day, where we discuss some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is September 15th, Revelation 18. Let's get to it. Wouldn't it be great if everyone could agree on something instead of endless bickering, talking behind one another's backs, and working against one another? Everyone in the world agreed, truly agreed, deep down on something, anything, really. It would be great, right? Actually, that's what is described in the last chapter of when we saw Babylon the Great. She was the common denominator of every king on earth. She seemed to be saying truth to them and proving that she was right through prosperity and peace. So maybe everyone agreeing on something is only a positive thing if what they agree on is actual truth. God's truth, not human truth. Otherwise, it could well be that all the kings of the earth agreed together to go against the Lamb and all who belong to him. It's not fun to be on the receiving end of consensus, if you know what I'm saying. And so now, this Babylon, this international consensus, has been destroyed. And just like the ancient city of Babylon, her fall on is earth-shaking. And everyone responds a little differently to her fall. Let's see who says what about it, her fall. An angel with great authority says many negative things about her from a spiritual perspective. She's a dwelling place for demons, impure spirits. The nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The kings of the earth committed adultery with her. And the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries. This world consensus may have been widely held, but that don't make it right. We need to be discerning about what the crowds are saying, because there is such a thing as a doctrine of demons. So test the spirits to see if they are from God. Or, as another voice from heaven says, come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins. This is a serious call to leave the happy, agreeable world and to become the people of God, separate and whole. So that's what heaven says about Babylon's fall. We're going to find that everyone on earth agrees with one thing. Woe, woe to you, great city, you mighty city of Babylon. In 1 hour, your doom has come. Well, anyway, so here's the reaction of the kings of the earth. When the kings of the earth who committed adultery with her and shared her luxury see the smoke of her burning, they will weep and mourn over her. And the reaction of the merchants on earth, the merchants who sold these things and gained their wealth from her, will stand far off, terrified at her torment. They will weep and mourn. The concern of the merchants, of course, is profit-making. And in one day, they become terrified. Then it talks about every sea captain, similarly, mourning the fall. They will throw dust on their heads and with weeping and mourning cry out, woe, woe to you, great city, where all who had ships on the sea became rich through her wealth. In 1 hour, she's been brought to ruin. So like the merchants, so with the sea captains, they were dependent upon Babylon for commercial gain benefit. Then heaven reacts once again, rejoice over her. You heavens, rejoice, you people of God. Rejoice, apostles and prophets, for God has judged her with the judgment she imposed on you. And here we find the truth from heaven's perspective about that opulent consensus of Babylon. Your merchants were the world's important people. By your magic spell, all the nations were led astray. In her was found the blood of the prophets and of God's holy people, all of whom have been slaughtered on the earth. For some reason, God's been collecting all this blood of his prophets and holy people through the ages, and at last he takes vengeance on behalf of all who had been slaughtered on the earth. Babylon may have felt like peace on earth to most, but to the saints, it was a time of misery, because the one thing that all the kings could agree on was that they hated the people of God and the Lamb. Makes for an uncomfortable lifestyle to the majority of people, if a minority is being literally slaughtered by their consensus. He who has an ear to hear, listen to what the angels are telling us about the true nature of the international consensus. It gets more ugly. Then it gets better. Amen.